more question on education. It's sort of a short answer question, and it has to do with the place where we're standing. I'll start with Mr. Cobb and let you answer last this time. Do you think the legislature should grab tuition regulation back? It deregulated tuition, let the schools set tuition for colleges, and the legislature used to set it. There's some conversation now about putting that back in legislative control. What do you think?
Well, first of all, I'd like to address something that Chairman King said, because when you talk about education, and I told you earlier that I think we need to start being honest with one another, I want to tell you something. The three highest paid public employees in the state of Texas are football coaches. That says a lot about how we value education in this state. And let me tell you something. I went to a second tier state school in College Station, Texas, and I can tell you that we have a failing football program. So, you know, if we're going to be honest with each other about education, you need to remember that. You need to remember that the three highest paid employees are football coaches. As far as deregulation of college tuition, I think that having gone to Texas A&M and having been around the University of Texas, you know, these our institutions of higher learning have almost a thirst that cannot be quenched for money. It's never enough. And so I think that we have to find a way to balance that. I think that this, you know, they're heavily subsidized by the state, and so I think that the state has to set some kind of limit, but I think that the state also has to be reasonable with the administration of the universities.
So the legislature should set tuition or the school should?
Well, I think that it's a function of both. I think that there should be a conversation. I think that the state legislature should ultimately approve what the what the colleges and universities are asking for. I think that's very reasonable.
Mr. Dalton.
I'm a free market guy. I don't want the state setting prices on anything. But to me, we're kind of begging the question. The issue is the cost of higher education. And the root cause of the cost of higher education is federally backed student loans. That's the reason the cost of higher education has increased dramatically over the last two decades. People see free money out there. They'll take as much as they can get, and the colleges know as long as they keep raising tuition, the federal government's going to keep giving more money. Under President Obama, we're over $1.7 trillion in student loan debt. That is the next economic bubble that's going to burst in this country, and that's what we've got to deal with, getting rid of federally backed or finding a way to limit federally backed student loans to bring the cost back under control. And then it will be a moot point as to who sets the price of tuition to Texas colleges.
Ms. King.
Thank you. So regarding tuition regulation, I believe that was put into place in 2003 or 5 by Tom Craddock, one of the most conservative members of the legislature from Midland, Texas. So I will tell you, as a member of Appropriations on the House side, if you look closely at the budget or for the House, there's all these little line items like institutional enhancements, special items, museums, et cetera. I'm not so sure I would want the state regulating the tuition, but I do think there are some things that should not be allowed to be tagged on into the overall appropriation package for these big, big public universities. Now, that's a tier one. Right now we have Texas A&M, University of Texas. Texas Tech is coming up to that, as well as U of H. Now, those are people that need money and that will get more money enhancement for research. Rice University, who is a private, is also considered tier one. But all of that is driven by tuition. So I don't want to take a weak stand on this, because I don't like the state coming in and regulate anything that's not necessary. But I think it's something worthy to be studied. And I don't feel that... probably it's a fair shake for the smaller universities. Texas Tech has fought and clawed, which we're grateful to see that flag out there, to get on par with UT and A&M. So perhaps tuition regularization would give a more even playing field. I certainly don't think we should give any more money to build a Memorial Stadium any bigger. But that's, again, a football thing. And I will tell you, just to add on real quickly, there is a law. You cannot pay anyone in a high school setting higher than the principal. That's a local decision to pay the football coaches that much. It has nothing to do with the state. So I think it's a worthy discussion or debate next session. Thank you.
Mr. Mays.
The driving force behind tuition increases is student loans. The universities are drunk on student loans. Kids go in, they got this, they're going to be wonderful graduates and make a lot of money, and they spend the rest of their life trying to pay off the student loan or not paying it off the student loan. They need to be regulated. they need to have, yes, the legislature needs to approve. They can give a range of tuition, but the legislature at this point, because of that problem, needs to approve the tuition rates. Now, what would that do besides just, you know, lowering the rates or saying you can't raise it anymore? Well, the universities would have less money to do their little special things with, right? Right now, the universities, our universities in the state of Texas, are very resistant to using new techniques and to doing stuff like online education, things that cut cost. And if they have less money coming in, maybe it will stimulate them to be a little bit more competitive and have more online courses and other ways and to streamline and to offer things that people want, classes and degrees that people want. Maybe it would make them more competitive. But it's a dilemma. But the fact that student loans are driving it means, I believe, they have to be regulated.
Mr. Williams.
Okay. Let me be straightforward. I am for the universities controlling their own tuition. It's for them. This is something that they have to manage. They're competing with private institutions. They're competing among themselves. Clearly, there's been abuse on everything that's said as far as student loans. And too many colleges have tried to attract students that they really can't get through, and they're just trying to get them in to drive their enrollment up. That's a different issue. The question was, should there be an oversight or a control by the legislature? And the answer to that is no. And I forgot to mention, I actually got a certificate from this from Texas Tech right down the hall here when I got my viticulture, and they didn't have the fee that they charged me set by the state. And I made a decision that was a fair price for the education that I was going to get from Texas Tech for my viticulture certificate. So I believe that the universities should be able to set that, and I believe that individuals should be able to make a decision as to whether they want to pay it or not. Thank you.
Well, as someone who believes that education is the foundation of our state's future ability to compete and bring new businesses to Texas, I think we have to watch this very closely. I've also served on a board of governors for a small private university system, and higher education is incredibly regulated. That being said, what we saw that happened when the tuition was deregulated was unprecedented tuition increases for the students, which rapidly increased the student debt. And I know that there were some attempts last session to control that a little bit. I'm guessing since we're talking about that, they weren't very successful. But I think in general, it's a very tricky balance. You know, our universities clearly have to be able to pay for themselves and get the revenue they need. But at the same time, we need to be sure that tuition rates are reasonable for students, and something that we'll look forward to talking about further. Thank you.
Okay. Start with Mr. Downton this time.